Aboriginal families in Western Australia's north are pleading for government intervention after two people suffered electric shocks while living in dangerously run-down houses. Three homes have had to be boarded up at the Burrinunga community due to broken plumbing and exposed wiring, although squatters continue to sleep there. But the residents remain in limbo, as Erin Park explains.
Travis Ryder is taking me on a tour of his hometown.
So tell me, where are we off to?
We're off to a little community called Burrinunga.
Burrinunga is a single strip of houses on the outskirts of the Kimberley town of Derby. It's a town-based reserve, a legacy of segregation policies of the early 20th century, when Aboriginal people were made to live separately to the rest of town. Three of the eight houses are boarded up.
So is that one of the ones that's been deemed unfit for human habitation?
Yes. There was a hole in the ceiling, which you've seen the photos.
People have kicked in the walls and there's lots of broken glass. But the main safety concern is exposed wiring.
Electrician came here to literally disconnect the actual power. I'll just show you here in the actual meter.
So there's a big yellow sticker saying number 24 disconnected for demolition notice. Yep. And yet there is someone living in the house.
Yes. We had to move her in because she had literally no accommodation and she was sleeping in a car.
The woman he's talking about is Sandy Hudson.
I live in a house with no electricity. There's holes in the ceiling. I have to sweep the water out of the whole bathroom, laundry and stuff like every 20 minutes or something. The feeling is just, I don't feel good doing that.
Just days after the ABC visited, two people suffered electric shocks at one of the Burrinunga houses when they walked onto a waterlogged floor that was in contact with exposed electrical wiring. Everyone agrees it's a dangerous situation, but working out who is responsible is difficult. A few years ago, the Commonwealth and state and territory governments overhauled Aboriginal housing stock, signing residents onto management agreements. They were offered the chance to become regular state housing tenants, paying rent and in return receiving maintenance support. But some communities, such as Burrinunga, knocked it back, opting to remain independent. Resident Desmond Nolia says they thought they could fund repairs and maintenance themselves.
We was like independent community. We wanted to chuck in and do our own maintenance and everything, but we wasn't chucking in properly, so that's why this community even fall down.
5 years on, they've changed their mind, worried that someone will be electrocuted. Travis Ryder says they're willing and able to pay rent, but the WA Department of Communities isn't returning their calls.
We've been waiting like almost a year now, so we haven't received any replies on our emails. A bit frustrated at the moment.
The Department of Communities said in a statement it has no role or responsibility for the houses at Burrinunga and pointed to significant improvements to power, water and wastewater due to be completed next year. In the meantime, squatters are lighting fires and continuing to damage the homes. Sandy Hudson watches as her mother picks her way through glittering piles of broken beer and wine bottles.
All the bottles, see? Broken glass.
I think it's the way people see it, see this community. That's the whole reason why they just come, drink, do whatever they please. Like, it's a rubbish community. We'll go and do more rubbish, you know? Whereas if we can get these houses fixed, so it could be livable to live in.
That's Burrinunga resident Sandy Hudson ending that report from Erin Park.